Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
This broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
Body Rob Weaver here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse for tonight's high school volleyball matchup between Fort Recovery and Rushi. Rushi is at 5-5 on the year, and Fort Recovery is at 7-5 on the year. Fort Recovery did win the junior varsity matchup 25-20 and 25-16. That improves their record to 8-3 on the year now in junior varsity play. Again, 25-20 and 25-16, the score of the JV matchup. Some news out of the AP football poll this week. Fort Recovery ranked number 3 in the state in the latest poll, which just came out this afternoon. Congratulations to the Indians. Of course, they won their fourth straight game of the year the other night, beating Delphi St. John's. And that was 26-20 was the final score. And that's the first time in school history that Fort Recovery has come away with a 4-0 record to start the season. So the Indians are excited about that. And so are the Indian fans, obviously. By the way, Marion Local is ranked number 1 in their division, Division 6, and Coldwater's ranked number 1 in Division 5. Minster is ranked number 8 in Division 7, the same division that Fort Recovery is in. So you can see this MAC conference is something else. They are extremely strong, basically in all sports. The two teams have been introduced and we're set to go. We see Faith Collig out there for Fort Recovery, Maddie Grover, Kaya Wendell, also Carly Stone, Devin Post, Kirsten Judy, and Kendra Seifering. And now Kaya Wendell does go out as Grover stays in. So we're are ready to roll here. Fort Recovery will be serving first, and Carly Stone will be up to serve for the Lady Indians. Carly's usually a pretty nice server. Here's a good serve, which is dug out by the back line of Rushi. Too far to the net, and Kirsten Judy is waiting on it, and she puts it down on the floor for a kill. So Kirsten Judy picks up the first kill of the evening for Fort Recovery. Here's the next serve by Carly Stone. It's another good one. Carly Stone digs it out as it comes back to the Lady Indians. We've got to just free ball this one over, and we do. Rushi with it. Here's a smash, and it's a kill for Rushi. Coming up with the kill there was Claudia Counts. And so it's side out to Rushi with the score tied at 1-1. Again, Kirsten Judy got the kill for Fort Recovery a moment ago. And so here goes Rushi with the serve. It's a good serve and a smash by Kendra Seifering. Rushi returns it, but to the net, and it goes down on the floor. Point Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians, and Kirsten Judy will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery will be taking on New Bremen tomorrow evening. Here's a good serve, and Rushi's in trouble, and they hit it out of bounds. Service point for Kirsten Judy. 3-1. Welcome to all you who are listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com, as well as our regular radio stations and WPGWRadio.com. There's a kill for Rushi. Picking that kill up for Rushi is Christina Garkey. Side out for Rushi and the Raiders of Rushi High School. Here comes the serve. It's a good serve dug out by Carly Stone. Here's a smash by Kendra Seifering. A block. Stone saves it. Maddie Grover free balls it over to Rushi. Here's the set. Here comes the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kirsten Judy. Stone will set for Devin Post. Post free balls it over. Here's the free ball by Rushi. And at the net. And there's a block for Rushi. Number 13, Christina Garkey comes up with the block. Points for Rushi. 3-3 all tied up here. Rushi will serve again. Again, this is Lexi Monin serving. There's a smash and off of Maddie Grover, and there's a kill for Rushi. Rachel Hewing comes up with the kill. Rushi looking pretty impressive here in the early going. They have a 5-5 record. Fort Recovery 7-5. It's 4-3. Rushi in the lead. Kind of a strange serve by Lexi Monin, but she gets the job done. And there's Fort Recovery unable to return the serve. And another point for Lexi Monin. We will not be able to bring you the New Bremen match tomorrow night here on the radio. I believe FortRecoveryRadio.com is going to carry that. Here's a smash and a kill for Cassidy Martin. On the outside hitting position for Cassidy. That's her first kill of the evening. And she's a freshman, does a very nice job for the Lady Indians. 5-4 now. 1-point lead for Rushi, and going back is Maddie Grover to do the service now. Eric Catterley's our studio producer. I'm Rob Weaver with you this evening from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Good serve. And, almost under the net. And they hit it out of bounds. Fort Recovery gets the point anyway. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians in tonight's volleyball match from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna. And among the staff members for Dr. Banna's office, Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Dr. Tom Banna on Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. He'd like to be your family dentist. Well, Fort Recovery just had a service error. It's 6-5. Rushi leading by one. Here's the serve from the Raiders. It's a good one. Here's a smash by Cassidy Martin. Rushi just free-balling it back to the Lady Indians. Maddie Grover will dig it out. Here's the set. Kendra Seifring with the kill. Give Kirsten Judy the assist on the set. And Kendra Seifring got the kill. That is Kendra's first kill of the night, probably the first of many, which it usually is. Kendra Seifring back to serve now. It's a good serve. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Carly Stone. Rushi plays it, but they can't make the return, as hitting it into the net was Cameo Wilson for Rushi, and it's a service point for Kendra Seifring. It's now 7-6. Fort Recovery with a 1-point lead, and they're going to say four hits on Rushi there. They didn't get it over in three hits, so Fort Recovery picks up the point. Another service point for Kendra Seifring. Here's another serve for Kendra. Good one. Here's the set, the deep hit. Back to Kendra Seifring, who digs it out to Kirsten Judy. Here's the smash by Cassidy Martin, and Cassidy comes up with the kill. Cassidy's second kill of the set. And it's 9-6 now as Fort Recovery starting to pull away here for the first time this evening. Rushi really looked pretty nice to start this set, but they're fading just a little bit here. There's a kill for Rushi's Christina Garkey. That's her second kill of the set. And back to serve now for the Lady Raiders is Christina Garkey. Where's number 13? Here's the serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Kyle Wendell. Here's the smash by Carly Stone. The set by Rushi. Here's the smash. Kendra Seifring digs it out. Judy will set for Cassidy Martin. Martin on the hit. That's dug out by Rushi. Here's the dink over to Fort Recovery. Maddie Grover will set. Here's a deep hit for Kendra Seifring. Playing it very well there was Christina Garkey. Back to Fort Recovery, and there's a kill. Give that to Samantha Garkey for Rushi, and that makes it 9-8. And Christina Garkey will serve again. Good serve, dug out by Kaya Wendell. Here's the set and the smash by Carly Stone. Rushi plays it. Back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Grover digs it out. Kirsten Judy will set for the outside hitting spot to Kaya Wendell. Wendell on the smash. Rushi plays it. There's a blast and a kill for Rushi. Getting the kill there was Cameo Wilson. Don't have any grades on my roster here for Rushi, so I can't tell you the experience of these players. Not a bad team, though, from what we've seen so far. Here's Carly Stone. A little block at the net by Rushi. Fort Recovery has it, and Carly free balls it back. Here's a free ball by Rushi, and they hit it into the net, and it goes on the floor on the Rushi side. That's point Fort Recovery. Here's Faith Colley going to be serving now for the Lady Indians as Lady Indians lead by 1-10-9. That's it. Good serve by Faith Colley. Here's the set for Rushi, the smash. They hit it into the net. Hitting error. Point Fort Recovery. Give Faith Colley a service point. Fort Recovery homecoming is this Friday. Fort Recovery will be entertaining the Parkway Panthers. And there's a service error for Faith Colley. Of course, every win that the Indians have tacked on from here on out is a new school record for the best start ever. As their 4-0 start, the best start ever. They win this week, it'll be a 5-0 start, the best start ever. Here's Kendra Seifring returning and getting a kill for the Lady Indians. Now going back to serve, side out Fort Recovery will be Kaya Wendell. Fort Recovery leads 12-10 here. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. Also, we're on the internet, WPGWradio.com, and also on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Here's a set for Kirsten Judy, a thundering hit, but Rushi did a nice job of playing that. They free ball it back to the Indians. Faith Colley will set for Carly Stone, a smash, and a block for Rushi. That is Samantha Garkey picking up the block there. Makes it 12-11 as Rushi just won't go away here. Pretty nice crowd on hand. Fort Recovery coach Chelsea Rogers was recognized tonight for her 100th career coaching win that she had last Saturday against Mississinewa Valley. Devin Post hits it back to Rushi. Now here's the hit by Rushi back to Fort Recovery. Seifring passing to Faith Colley. Devin Post on the smash. Rushi plays it. Here's a smash by Rushi and a kill. This goes to Rachel Hewing. Her second kill of the evening. It's now 12-12, all tied up. Now Whitney Plyman will serve for Rushi. Oh, they should have let that one go. Kaya Wendell tried to play it, and that was going to go out of bounds for sure. But, hey, you know, sometimes you make those judgments, and at time it was not the correct one. Point Rushi, and they're back in the lead, 13-12. Another good serve dug out by Carly Stone. Faith Colley passing to the outside hitting position to Devin Post, and Devin gets the kill. That is Devin's first kill of the evening. Again, the Lady Indians have two more matches this week. They are at home with New Bremen tomorrow and at Parkway on Thursday. So two conference matches coming up here this week after tonight. Here's Faith Colley setting for Kendra Seifring, and the hit is too long over the end line and out of bounds. Point Rushi. And it's now 14-13, Rushi by one. And the libero for the Lady Raiders goes back to serve. That's Cassie Plyman, dug out by Maddie Grover, the libero for Fort Recovery. And there's a miss hit by Kendra Seifring. Kendra hits it into the net instead of over the net, and it's a point Rushi. 15-13, Rushi with a two-point lead here. Cassie Plyman will serve again. It's a good serve dug out by Maddie Grover to the net, and a battle there. Kirsten Judy gets it over, and here's Rushi dinking it back to Fort Recovery. Dug out nicely by Judy to Seifring. Seifring free balls it over. Here's Rushi in trouble, and they can't get it over. Can't make the return. Point Fort Recovery. Kirsten Judy serving now for the Lady Indians. 15-14. Fort Recovery back to within one, and there's a service error for Kirsten. Goes out of bounds. After the volleyball match tonight, we have Reds baseball and we have Colts football. The Reds are on the AM station at 1440 on your AM dial playing at St. Louis. And the Colts are at home playing against the Jets tonight That Colts game will kick off around 8:30. There's a service error for Rushi, Point Fort Recovery. And it's 16-15. Rushi leads by one. Here's Maddie Grover serving. Dug out by the Lady Raiders. Here's the smash and the kill. This time it goes to Rachel Ewing, her third kill. And Fort Recovery, I think, wants timeout. Timeout, Fort Recovery. It's 17-15. Lady Raiders leading Fort Recovery here in the first set. We'll be back in just a moment.
Nature's Green Nursery reminds you that fall is a great time for planting. Right now, Nature's Green Nursery has a whopping 25% off all in-stock trees, shrubs, and perennials. They also have mums, cabbage, and kale, with pumpkins and corn stalk bundles arriving soon. Get a great deal on outdoor sofas, chairs, tables and rockers, fire tables, and water fountains from Nature's Green, too. Also offering outstanding landscaping and professional design services. Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery trailing Rushi 17-15. Here in high school volleyball this evening, Fort Recovery again 7-5 on the year. Rushi is at 5-5. Again, Fort Recovery won the JV matchup 25-21 and 25-11. Here we go with the next serve. 2-point lead for the Lady Raiders. Going back to serve now will be Chloe Sherman for Rushi. Here's the serve. It's dug out by Carly Stone, and Carly can't quite get that where she wants to, and unfortunately it veers off and goes behind her. Point Rushi. That was an ace serve for Chloe Sherman. 18-15 now. And another good serve dug out this time by Alexis Buff. Here's a smash by Kendra Seifring, and Kendra gets the kill. Alexis Buff came in there a moment ago for Carly Stone. Kendra Seifring now has 3 kills on the evening. And she will serve. It's a good serve dug out by Cassie Plyman. Here's the set for Rushi, the hit. Kendra Seifring passing up to Carly Stone, and Carly sets for Kaya Wendell, and Kaya can't get it over the net. Hitting error for Kaya, and it's 19-16. Fort Recovery needs to make a move here, or they're going to end up with a loss in this first set. We're playing a little sluggish here. There's a good serve by Christina Garkey. Here's a smash by Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill. That wasn't sluggish. That is Carly's first kill of the evening. She had 10 kills the other day in the win over Missinawa Valley. Faith Colleague will serve now for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Here's the set. Here comes the dink, and they got the kill. That was Cameo Wilson, a little dink. That's her second kill of the set, and makes it 20-17. And Fort Recovery in pretty serious trouble here now. Trailing by 3, only 5 more points to go for Rushi. Going back to serve now is Katie Swartz. Katie on the back line to Kendra Seifring. Kaya Wendell to Kendra Seifring. Seifring gets the kill. Nice job by Kendra. Kill number 4 this evening for the senior. And that makes it 20-18 now. Lady Indians have a chance to make a run here now. They need to do it now. No waiting on this. Kaya Wendell will serve. Good serve. Dug out by the back line. Here's the hit over to Fort Recovery, and getting the kill was Claudia Counts. That's Claudia's first kill of the set. And it's 21-18, so the Lady Indians couldn't get the job done there when they had the serve. And now here is Whitney Plyman serving for Rushi. Plyman's serve is passed by Kaya Wendell to Judy, now to Seifring. Seifring free balls it over. Here's Rushi back to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone will set for Kirsten Judy, and a miss hit by Katie Swartz of Rushi, and Fort Recovery comes up with the point. Carly Stone goes back to serve now for Fort Recovery. 21-19. Still time for the Lady Indians to pull this one out. There's Carly Stone with one of her aces. And it's 21-20. Back to within one. Carly will serve again. Here's the jump serve. Dug out by Cassie Plyman. Here's the smash. And it's a kill for Rushi. Kendra Seifring tried to block that, but she couldn't quite get it back on the Rushi side of the court. 22-20 now. Rushi leading by two. Here's the dig, and there's Kirsten Judy hitting it back over on the second hit. Now Rushi dinks the ball over. Faith Colleague sets for Kirsten Judy, and Kirsten hits it out of bounds. Lady Indians in serious trouble now, trailing 23-20. Cassie Plyman will go back to serve. The libero for Rushi gets a let serve, but Fort Recovery's Maddie Grover saves the day and gets it over. And now Rushi can't make the return. A point, Indians. It's 23-21. Well, here's our chance. It's now or never. Kirsten Judy will serve for the Lady Indians. Down by 2 points, 23-21. Good serve. Dug out by Rushi to the net. Now back to Fort Recovery. Now back to Rushi. And it's out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. 23-22. Give Kirsten Judy a service point there. Here comes the next serve. Good serve. The pass to the net. Here's the set and the smash. It's out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery as Christina Garkey hits that out of bounds. That ties it up, 23-23. Fort Recovery still has side out, and we'll be back. Timeout. Rushi will return in just a moment.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, 23-23, all tied up. Here's Kirsten Judy serving now for the Lady Indians. It is a good serve, a let serve, and an ace serve. Oh, boy, what a time for a let serve. Those are hard to field, and she gets the point. That puts the Indians up 24-23. Here we go, set point for Kirsten Judy. She serves again. It's a good serve. Here's the pass to the net, the set. Here comes the hit, and it's out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Another service point for Kirsten Judy, and Fort Recovery pulls this one out. Boy, that was close. 25-23. Lady Indians come away with the victory in the first set after it looked like they were going to be in the L column there, but didn't turn out that way. Earlier tonight, Chelsea Rogers was recognized for her 100th career coaching win. She coached at two different schools so far and got that 100th win on Saturday against Mississinewa Valley. Here's how it sounded earlier this evening with Kurt Rammel, the athletic director here at Fort Recovery.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we begin tonight's contest, the Fort Recovery High School Administration and Athletic Department would like to once again congratulate Coach Rogers on her 100th career win on Saturday. Coach Rogers reached her 100th win in 5 years, 3 at Lipsick and 2 here at Fort Recovery. In recognition of her accomplishment, the senior girls, on behalf of the volleyball program, would like to honor her 100th victory with the signed game ball from Saturday. Congratulations again, Coach Rogers.
Yes, congratulations indeed to Chelsea Rogers on that 100th victory in only 5 years. So you can see she's had some pretty nice teams at Lipsick and here at Fort Recovery. And the program's just been getting better and better each year she's been here at Fort Recovery. So not quite the record she's had at Lipsick, but again, getting better here at the Fort. We'll be back with the second set. Fort Recovery wins set one, 25-23, right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and at Kalp Pharmacy, we now offer a new way to coordinate all your prescriptions into one monthly pickup on a day that's convenient for you. You can eliminate the need to call in multiple prescription refills and can have the convenience of fewer trips to the pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer questions you may have. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart and Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Major, Colonel Korn reporting for duty. Where do you want me to go?
Colonel Korn, you're looking good. I need you to report to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you, Major. I was hoping to go there.
Hold on, Colonel. I will go with you. I was hearing Cooper Farms needs some major corn as well.
Farmers, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161 if you have some kernels of corn or major corn to sell. That is 800-637-7161, and thank you for your support.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse, and this time it'll be Rushi starting with the serve as Fort Recovery had the service the first set. Cassie Plyman will go back to serve their libero, and we start all over again. That last set was very competitive, and Fort Recovery was fortunate to win that. Here's a smash by Kendra Seifring, a block. Seifring then free balls it back over. Here's a free ball by Rushi back to Fort Recovery. Seifring will hit it over. There's a block again. Faith College just free balls it back to Rushi. Here's the set for the Lady Raiders, the smash. Oh, Maddie Grover, a great dig. And here's Collig back to Grover. Grover free balls it over just to save it. Here's the set for Rushi, the hit. Fort Recovery plays it again. Here comes a smash by Devin Post, and Devin gets the kill. Fort Recovery persevered there, comes up with the kill. In that first set tonight, leading hitter was Kendra Seifring with four kills. Two kills for Cassidy Martin. One apiece for Kirsten Judy. And also one for Devin Post. Kaya Wendell also had a kill in that first set. There's a block for Kendra Seifring. Kendra gets a block and a point for recovery. Kirsten Judy goes back to serve again. Kirsten had five service points in that first set, so that's six now, four altogether. And Rushi can't make the return. Another service point for Kirsten Judy. Makes it 3-0, Lady Indians on top. Kirsten Judy serves again, dug out by Cassie Plyman. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. And the smash by Kendra Seifring, another kill. Alexis Bupp did a nice job there of playing the ball on the first hit. So Judy will serve again. And it's a good serve dug out by Rushi. Here's the smash, a block at the net by Devin Post. Rushi plays it back to Maddie Grover, to Kirsten Judy. Here's Cassidy Martin on a deep hit. Rushi sets. Here's the smash, and it's out of bounds. That was hit by Rachel Ewing. And Rushi calls timeout as they don't like this start. 5-0, Lady Indians on top here in the second set. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's never been a better time to buy the best commercial mower in the business, Ferris. For a limited time, K&L Tractor Sales has the best financing offers of the year. Choose the special financing offer that works best for you. 24 months, 36 months, or 60 months. And there's even an option to skip payments when work is slow. It's never been easier to buy a Ferris. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today. All loans subject to credit approval.
Once again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. We'll be joining the Reds baseball game with St. Louis. That'll be coming up on the AM station at 1440 on the AM dial. And then we'll have Colts football on the FM side at 100.9. Colts game will kick off around 8:30. The Reds are slated to play at 8:15. Here's a hit by Cassidy Martin. It's out of bounds. Hitting error there for Cassidy and Point Rushi. They finally get on the board here in the second set. Makes it 5-1. Now going back to serve for Rushi will be Lexi Monin. Monin had 3 service points in that first set this evening, so she's a pretty good server. Good serve dug out by Alexis Buff to Kirsten Judy. Judy sets for Kendra Seifring, and Kendra hammers it home for a kill. It's kill number 6 for Kendra Seifring. Maddie Grover will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Once again, Fort Recovery has 2 conference matches this week. After tonight, at home tomorrow night with New Bremen, and then on the road with Parkway on Thursday. Here's a smash and a block by Kendra Seifring. Give Maddie Grover a service point. That's her first service point of the evening. Grover will serve again. Dug out by the back line. Hitting it over on the second hit was Rushi. Grover will set. Here comes the smash by Cassidy Martin. And it's just barely out of bounds. Hitting error for Cassidy. That gives a point to the Rushi Lady Raiders. Going back now is Chloe Sherman for Rushi. It's a good serve dug out by Alexis Bupp. And there's Kirsten Judy setting for Kendra Seifring. And Seifring, another smash for a kill. Kill number 7 now for Kendra Seifring. And Kendra goes back to serve now with Fort Recovery leading 8-2 here in the second set. It's a good serve dug out by Rushi. Cassie Plyman back to Fort Recovery. Here's Carly Stone on the smash. Played by Cassie Plyman. Plyman will free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Here's Maddie Grover setting for Cassidy Martin. Cassie Plyman passing it. Here's a smash. And it's out of bounds. Good hit there, but a little bit too long. Katie Swartz hits it out of bounds. 9-2 now. Kendra Seifring, an ace serve. That was right at Cameo Wilson, and Cameo could not play it. So Seifring comes up with an ace serve. Here's another serve by Kendra. It's a good one. Kendra returns it. Cassie Plyman passes off. Here's the hit by Rushi and the kill. Katie Swartz comes up with the kill for the Lady Raiders. 10-3 now. Kendra Seifring will go out, and coming in is Audra Metzger for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery coached by Chelsea Rogers. Kristen Brandon is the coach of the Rushi Lady Raiders. Good serve by Rushi. There's a block. Fort Recovery able to play it, and Audra Metzger had a hitting error, hits it into the net instead of over, and that's Point Rushi. Here's Christina Garkey serving for the Rushi Lady Raiders. As it's now 10-4, Fort Recovery still with a comfortable lead here. There's a dig by Kyle Wendell, passing to Kirsten Judy, who sets for Cassidy Martin. The dink, the block. Fort Recovery returns it. Here comes a free ball hit and out of bounds. That was Cameo Wilson. Had the wrong angle on that. Had a lot of velocity, but it went over the end line. 11-4, Fort Recovery back to within 7. Good serve here by Fort Recovery. And a hitting error for Rushi and a point. Lady Indians. Faith Kolig, by the way, is serving now for Fort Recovery. That's her second service point of the evening. 12-4 now. Lady Indians seem to be having an easier time here in this set. They almost lost the first set. Here's a hit by Rushi, played by Fort Recovery. And they're going to say four hits on Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery coach Chelsea Rogers questioning that. Oh, and now the one official disagreed with the other, so they're going to replay the points. We'll replay the points. Good serve by Faith Colley. Rushi free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Audra Metzger passing to Faith Colley. Here's a smash by Carly Stone. Rushi able to play it back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Colley. This time Kaya Wendell on the hit and got the kill. No, they say it was out of bounds. Say it was out of bounds off of Kaya, so Rushi gets the point. 12-5 now. 7-point lead for Fort Recovery here in the second set. We won the first set 25-23. Good serve. Here's Kirsten Judy to Audra Metzger. The set and a block at the net by Kirsten Judy. 13-5. Give Judy the block. That's her first block of the evening. To go along with her one kill and eight service points. Here's Kaya Wendell serving. And it's an ace serve. Rushi made the mistake of touching the ball. Otherwise, that was going to be a service error. So Kaya Wendell gets a break on that one, and the Indians get a break. Here's the smash. And Fort Recovery picks up another point. I think that was Devin Post with the kill. And timeout Rushi as Fort Recovery has launched ahead 15-5 here in the second set over the Rushi Lady Raiders. We'll be back in just a moment.
Nature's Green Nursery reminds you that fall is a great time for planting. Right now, Nature's Green Nursery has a whopping 25% off all in-stock trees, shrubs, and perennials. They also have mums, cabbage, and kale, with pumpkins and corn stalk bundles arriving soon. Get a great deal on outdoor sofas, chairs, tables and rockers, fire tables, and water fountains from Nature's Green, too. Also offering outstanding landscaping and professional design services. Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, Fort Recovery had a successful serve there, but there was a double hit by the Lady Indians when the ball was returned. So it's a point for Rushi, 15-6 now. And going back to serve for the Lady Raiders here. It will be number two, who is Whitney Plyman. There's a hit, and it's a kill, and I missed who that was. I apologize. So Fort Recovery leading 16-6. Carly Stone serving now for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve. Dug out by Cassie Plyman of Rushi. Here's the hit, and it's out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Samantha Garkey with the hitting error there for Rushi. So give Carly Stone another service point. Here comes Carly again. Dug out by the back line of Rushi. Here's the set. Here's the smash and the kill. Nice hit there for Rachel Ewing of Rushi. So side out Rushi, and going back is Cassie Plyman to serve now. It's a good serve to Maddie Grover. Here's Kendra Seifring on a smash, and Rushi saves it. Just barely. Here's Kendra Seifring, another hit, and let's say four hits on Fort Recovery. Going to say Kendra hit the ball into the net instead of it being a block. Came back and hit her, and that's four hits. That's Morgan Leonards. Morgan Leonards in the lineup now. And there's a hit by Morgan, and it's out of bounds, they say, Point Rushi. So Morgan Leonards into the match tonight. She made her first appearance of the year on Saturday, and again, she missed all the previous matches because of a broken foot. There's Alexis Bupp trying to dig it out and hits it out of bounds instead. So it's 17-10. Rushi making a little run here. Cassie Plyman will go back to serve again. You're listening to High School Volleyball, Fort Recovery, hosting Rushi tonight at the Fortside Fieldhouse. And there's a service error for Cassie Plyman as she hits it into the top of the net. Here comes Cassidy Martin back in, and Faith Colleague will leave. Kirsten Judy will serve now. It's dug out by Cassie Plyman, and the miss hit there by the Lady Raiders. Claudia Count, she hits it into the net. Point for recovery. Another service point for Kirsten Judy. She's having quite a night tonight with nine service points now. Kirsten will serve again. Dug out by Rushi. Here's the set. Here comes the middle hitter. Blocked by Fort Recovery. Now the smash. It's out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Hitting it out of bounds over the end line was Christina Garkey for Rushi. That makes it 20-10 now. Fort Recovery should have this one in the bag here now. Kirsten Judy, a good serve. And back to Fort Recovery. There's Cassidy Martin getting the kill. For Cassidy, that's kill number three on the night, and that makes it 21-10. Kirsten Judy will serve again. There's the set, and just free-balling it over to Alexis Bupp. Kirsten Judy will set for Devin Post, and Devin got the kill. Devin Post with her fourth kill of the evening. She's having a nice match tonight, and it's 22-10. Kirsten Judy will serve again. It's a good serve. Here's the set for Rushi and free balling it over. Kirsten Judy to Kendra Seifring, and the outstanding hitter for Fort Recovery, Kendra Seifring, buries another one, another kill for Kendra. That is number eight this evening. Kirsten Judy will serve again. This is a good serve. Cassie Plyman passes off. Here's the free ball back to Fort Recovery. Kirsten Judy will set for Cassidy Martin to block at the net. Fort Recovery plays it. Another block at the net, and Fort Recovery can't make the turn, the return that time. I believe that was Rachel Hewing with the block for Rushi. And it's 23-11 now. Fort Recovery on top by 12. Time running out here for Rushi. Lexi Monin will serve, a service error. Boy, you can't make a comeback like that. So here's set point for Fort Recovery, leading 24-11, and Maddie Grover will serve it. Here comes the serve. It's a good one. Dug out by the back line, the set. Here's the smash and the kill, keeping slim hopes alive for Rushi. Was Rachel Hewing with her fourth kill of the evening. 24-12 now. And side out Rushi. Serving now for the Lady Raiders will be Chloe Sherman. It's a good serve. Here's Kendra Seifring dinking it over. Saving it was Cassie Plyman. Plyman will free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Here's Maddie Grover setting for Cassidy Martin, and Martin gets the kill, and that's the set. 25-12, Fort Recovery easily winning that set. I don't know, when this match started tonight, I was pretty concerned. I thought Rushi was playing very, very well. This time, in this set, Fort Recovery pretty much dominating here in set two. 2-0. Fort Recovery with the lead. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and at Kalp Pharmacy, we now offer a new way to coordinate all your prescriptions into one monthly pickup on a day that's convenient for you. You can eliminate the need to call in multiple prescription refills and can have the convenience of fewer trips to the pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer questions you may have. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart and Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Major, Colonel Korn reporting for duty. Where do you want me to go?
Colonel Korn, you're looking good. I need you to report to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you, Major. I was hoping to go there.
Hold on, Colonel. I will go with you. I was hearing Cooper Farms needs some Major Korn as well.
Farmers, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161 if you have some kernels of corn or Major Korn to sell. That is 800-637-7161, and thank you for your support.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat-deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Nature's Green Nursery reminds you that fall is a great time for planting. Right now, Nature's Green Nursery has a whopping 25% off all in-stock trees, shrubs, and perennials. They also have mums, cabbage, and kale, with pumpkins and corn stalk bundles arriving soon. Get a great deal on outdoor sofas, chairs, tables and rockers, fire tables, and water fountains from Nature's Green, too. Also offering outstanding landscaping and professional design services. Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
Back here at the Fortsight Fieldhouse, they're recognizing several young ladies who participated in the volleyball camp put on by the Fort Recovery Indian program. So we have a brief pause in the action here. Again, if you missed our announcement earlier of the latest football poll, which came out this afternoon, Fort Recovery is now ranked number 3 in the state in Class 7, in Division 7. Danville, by the way, is the number 1 team, and Caldwell is number 2, followed by Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery got 2 first-place votes in the voting. Minster is also rated number 8 in Division 7. Division 5, Coldwater is ranked number 1. And looking to the honorable mention there, Fort Recovery is rated number 15. I believe it is in honorable mention. Division 6, Marion Local is your number 1 team in the state this week. Surprise, surprise. St. Henry is rated number 11. And those are the only MAC teams in that Division 6 that are ranked. Again, Division 7, Fort Recovery's third. Minster is number 8. And let me see here if anybody's in honorable mention from the MAC in Division 7. Nope. Those are your ranked teams for the MAC conference. Marion Local, Coldwater, number 1 in their divisions. Fort Recovery, number 3. Minster, number 8. Again, Versailles has honorable mention. Fort Recovery, now leading 2-0 here in the varsity matchup, 25-23, 25-12. We'll be back in a moment with the third set coming up after we pause for this.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and at Kalp Pharmacy, we now offer a new way to coordinate all your prescriptions into one monthly pickup on a day that's convenient for you. You can eliminate the need to call in multiple prescription refills and can have the convenience of fewer trips to the pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer questions you may have. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart and Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Major, Colonel Korn reporting for duty. Where do you want me to go?
Colonel Korn, you're looking good. I need you to report to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you, Major. I was hoping to go there.
Hold on, Colonel. I will go with you. I was hearing Cooper Farms needs some Major Korn as well.
Farmers, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161 if you have some kernels of corn or Major Korn to sell. That is 800-637-7161, and thank you for your support.
Again, good luck to the Lady Indians from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. And Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indians, from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna. The break is over with now. Again, they were recognizing several of the young ladies who participated in the Fort Recovery volleyball camp here. Fort Recovery on the verge of going to 8-5 on the year if they can pull out this set. And we'll move on to our other broadcast tonight. Again, we have the Reds at St. Louis on the AM station at 1440 on the AM dial. That'll be coming up right after we're done here. The first pitch is slated for 8:15. And the Colts will be taking on the New York Jets. And again, we'll join that broadcast right after we're done. That'll be on the FM station for the Colts game. Carly Stone will be serving the third set here as we get going. Again, if the Indians win this set, it's over for the night. Here's Carly's serve, dug out by Cassie Plyman. Here's the set and the smash and the kill. Nice offense there for Rushi. Coming up with the kill that time was Rachel Hewing, and that is her fifth kill of the evening. So she leads the Lady Raiders in that category. Cassie Plyman will serve now. Good serve. Here's the dink by Kendra Seifring. Now the smash by Seifring, and she gets the kill. Kendra was just waiting for that one and came up with another kill, number 9, on the evening for Kendra. It's now 1-1, all tied up. Kirsten Judy will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. Kirsten has a ton of service points tonight. Good serve again. Back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Grover will pass to Kirsten Judy. Here's a smash by Kendra Seifring. Rushi made a nice play on that. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's free ball by Maddie Grover. Cassie Plyman passes to the net. The smash and a block by Kendra Seifring. Actually, I think they did not call that a block. I think they called that a double hit. So we'll take that away from Kendra. Rushi gets it, and Fort Recovery in trouble. Kendra Seifring just free balls it over to save it. Here's the set for Rushi, and hitting it back to Fort Recovery to Maddie Grover. Here's Kendra Seifring going back to Rushi again. Now back to Fort Recovery. Saving it was Alexis Buff. Here's Cassidy Martin on a smash, and they're going to say somebody was in the net. Nope, four hits. Four hits on Fort Recovery, so that's a point, Rushi. 2-2, all tied up here in the third set. First set was extremely close, and Rushi should have really won that. They let it get away. Here's Judy setting for Seifring a block, and Devin Post saves it. Free balls it back to Rushi. Here's the smash, a block. Fort Recovery gets it back. Maddie Grover to Devin Post, and Devin can't get to it. Maddie hit that too close to the net, and Devin just couldn't get there. So it's 3-2. Rushi with a one-point lead here. We're in the third set. Fort Recovery leads 2-0. Serving now is Lexi Monin for Rushi. Here's Cassidy Martin getting a kill for the Lady Indians. That's her fifth kill of the evening. She's had quite a night. For a freshman, Cassidy has made major contributions this year, no question about that. Here's a good serve by Maddie Grover. And Maddie will dig it out on the other side. And Fort Recovery had a miscommunication there and did not get the ball returned. Point Rushi. 4-3. Rushi leads by one. Going back to serve now is Chloe Sherman. This is WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. There's a service error for Rushi. They hit it over the end line. We're also heard on the internet on WPGWradio.com and also FortRecoveryRadio.com. Kendra Seifering, a good serve. Here's the set and the smash, a block. Back to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone with a thundering hit and the kill. And it's 5-4. Fort Recovery now leading by one. Carly's been a little quiet tonight. She really hasn't had all that many hitting opportunities. She has two kills on the evening. Good serve by Kendra Seifering. And nice job there by Rushi's Katie Swartz, who hit the ball back to Fort Recovery on the second hit. Kind of caught him by surprise. Normally the teams take three hits to get it over. But that time, Katie Swartz did a nice job of surprising the Indians, hitting it over on the second hit instead of waiting for the third. Here's the serve now by Rushi. It's a service error, I think. No, they say it was in. Wow. Just got the line for Christina Garkey. Garkey will serve again. Again, homecoming for Fort Recovery this Friday night. Fort Recovery battling Parkway at the Barenberg Athletic Park. Here's a good serve and a smash by Cassidy Martin, and Cassidy gets a kill. That is kill number 6 for Cassidy this evening. Here's the serve by Faith Collick. Good serve. Here's the smash and a kill for Rushi for Samantha Garkey. We just seem to be going back and forth here. Neither team can get a run going. 7-6 now. Rushi with a one-point lead. Now serving is Katie Swartz. Good serve. Here's a smash by Kirsten Judy on a deep hit, and Kirsten gets a kill. How about that? I thought she was fortunate just to get it over the net. Here's Morgan Lennertz. Senior Morgan Lennertz serving now, playing her second match of the year here tonight. Battle at the net, and here is Kirsten Judy hitting it out of bounds. She knew as soon as she hit it. Hit it at the wrong spot. 8-7, Rushi leads by one. Again, Fort Recovery just can't get a string going here. They get side out, then they have to give it right back again. Here's a dig by Kendra Seifering. The smash by Devin Post. The set for Rushi. Back to Maddie Grover. Here's Faith Collick hitting it over on the second hit for Fort Recovery, but Rushi plays it. Faith Collick will set for Devin Post. She's on a smash. Nice hit, but a save there by Cassie Plyman. But Rushi cannot return it, as Rachel Hewing had a mishit there. And it's tied up at 8-8. Carly Stone is serving now for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by Cassie Plyman. Here's the set and a very deep hit by Whitney Plyman. Here's a smash by Kendra Seifering. Now the set for Rushi. Back to Carly Stone. Faith Collick will set for Kendra Seifering, who dinks it over. Rushi plays it. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone to Faith Collick. Here's a smash by Kendra Seifering. Another nice play by Cassie Plyman. And they're going to be carries called. Illegal hit called on Rushi. Point Fort Recovery. So give Carly Stone a service point. That's her fourth service point of the evening. And it's 9-8 for recovery with a one-point lead. A let serve is an ace. Those used to be illegal years ago, but not anymore. And, boy, if you can perform those pretty well, they're tough to play by the opposing team. And there's another ace serve for Carly Stone. She gets on a roll. She is tough at service. The other night against, I think it was St. Henry, she had the first five service points, and four of them were aces. There's another ace. Another ace for Carly. Three in a row. Timeout, Rushi, as Fort Recovery leads 12-8. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's never been a better time to buy the best commercial mower in the business, Ferris. For a limited time, K&L Tractor Sales has the best financing offers of the year. Choose the special financing offer that works best for you. 24 months, 36 months, or 60 months. And there's even an option to skip payments when work is slow. It's never been easier to buy a Ferris. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today. All loans subject to credit approval.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, 12-8, Fort Recovery with a four-point lead. Carly Stone on quite a run here in service. This is WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. I'm Rob Weaver. Eric Caddley is our studio producer back in Portland. Chuck Rohr is our studio producer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Carly Stone will serve here for Fort Recovery. It's another good serve dug out by Cassie Plyman. Here's the smash. Fort Recovery plays it. Faith Collig will set for Kirsten Judy. Judy is free balls it over to save it. Here's the smash back by Rushi, and they get the kill. That was number 12 for Rushi coming up with the kill there. That's Rachel Ewing. She is their top hitter tonight. She has six kills now on the evening for Rushi. Here's Cassie Plyman serving for the Lady Raiders. They trail 12-9. It's almost an ace serve, but Maddie Grover free balls it back over, and Rushi can't play it. I'm going to go ahead and give Maddie a kill on that. Generous with my scoring. Kirsten Judy will serve. Kirsten had a whole bunch of service points in the first two sets. Kind of quiet here in this one. Let's see if she can get something going here. Good serve. Back to Fort Recovery. Judy will set for Devin Post, and Devin gets the kill. Another assist for Kirsten Judy. She has a bunch of them this year. Devin Post picks up her fifth kill of the evening. And give Kirsten Judy another service point there. It's a good serve. Cassie Plyman will pass to the net. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kirsten Judy to Maddie Grover. Now Devin Post on the smash and got the kill. Another kill for Devin Post. And Fort Recovery now leads 15-9. They already lead 2-0, so they're on the verge here of winning this a 3-0 margin. Which, the way this match started, I'm surprised. I thought Rushi would put up more of a fight. There's a one hit out of bounds by Rushi's Christina Garkey, point Fort Recovery, and another service point for Kirsten Judy. Here's the serve dug out by Rushi. Back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Grover to, they're going to call a hitting error on Maddie Grover. Say she carried it. Let's see, Kirsten Judy has 8, 10, 12, 14 service points tonight for Kirsten Judy. Wow. She has been on a roll this evening. Here's Rushi serving. They trail 16-10. Good serve. Kendra Seifring hits it over, and it's over the end line, out of bounds. Point Rushi. Again, Fort Recovery has two matches this week in the MAC. Tomorrow at home with New Bremen, and at Parkway Thursday. We will not be able to do either one of those matches, we're sorry to say. There's a smash and a kill for Rachel Hewing. That is kill number 7 for her now. There's a good serve by Rushi and a smash by Devin Post. That's her best hit of the night. She crushed it. Devin now with 7 kills on the evening. 17-12, Lady Indians lead by 5. Maddie Grover goes back to serve. It is a good serve dug out by Whitney Plyman for Rushi. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kirsten Judy will set for Kendra Seifering. Seifering to the back line, and Rushi can't return it. Point for Recovery. Give Maddie Grover a service point there. That's only her second service point of the evening. She will serve it again, dug out by the back line. Here's the set. Here comes the hit into the net, and it's a point for Fort Recovery. Is mishitting that was Rachel Hewing. Another service point for Maddie Grover. 19-12 now, and Fort Recovery's going to wrap this baby up here in just a little bit. They're in control, leading 2-0 and leading here in the third set, 19-12. Here comes the serve. It's dug out by Rushi. The smash, a block, and a point give Kendra Seifering. And also right alongside her was Cassidy Martin with the block there. Here's Maddie Grover serving again. It's an ace serve right on the back line, and nobody was there from Rushi. Timeout, Rushi. Fort Recovery leading 21-12 here in this third set. We'll return in a moment right after we pause for this.
Nature's Green Nursery reminds you that fall is a great time for planting. Right now, Nature's Green Nursery has a whopping 25% off all in-stock trees, shrubs, and perennials. They also have mums, cabbage, and kale, with pumpkins and cornstalk bundles arriving soon. Get a great deal on outdoor sofas, chairs, tables and rockers, fire tables, and water fountains from Nature's Green, too. Also offering outstanding landscaping and professional design services. Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
Back here at Fortside Fieldhouse, Maddie Grover serves again. Lady Indians leading 21-12. Good serve. Here's the set for Rushi. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Kirsten Judy will set now for Maddie Grover. Maddie free balls it over. Rushi has to free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Rushi just hasn't been able to get into their offense tonight. Here's Morgan Leonards hitting it back to Rushi. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Kirsten Judy will set Morgan Leonards. Leonards hits it over and gets the kill. Morgan Leonards, I think that's her first kill of the year. Again, she just played a little bit the other day, just served, and tonight she's played a little bit on the floor besides serving. Again, she suffered a broken foot to start the year and didn't get a play any in the early going. Here's a kill on a little dink for Rushi, making it 22-13. Fort Recovery leads here in the third set. They've already won the first two sets, 25-23 and 25-12. That first set, Rushi should have won that one, but they let it get away. Here's the serve by Chloe Sherman of Rushi. Good one. Here's the smash by Morgan Leonards. A block at the net. Fort Recovery's Cassidy Martin will free ball it over. Here's the set for Rushi. The dink. And they're going to say it hit the antenna. Can't hit the antenna. Fort Recovery with the point. 23-13 now. 2 points away from a win here tonight. Here comes Grace Tan in for Fort Recovery to do the serve as Kendra Seifering will set down. And Grace has a good serve dug out by Rushi, hitting it over on the second hit to Kirsten Judy. who will pass to Morgan Leonard. Leonard sets for Carly Stone, and Carly got the kill. They say it was deflected. The net official at first called that a Rushi point, but when she was notified that it was deflected, the point went to Fort Recovery. And here is Fort Recovery getting this, the 25th point, and that's it. 25-13. Lady Indians win the third set. They win the match 25-23, 25-12, and 25-13. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and at Kalp Pharmacy, we now offer a new way to coordinate all your prescriptions into one monthly pickup on a day that's convenient for you. You can eliminate the need to call in multiple prescription refills and can have the convenience of fewer trips to the pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer questions you may have. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart and Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Again, stay tuned. We'll be going to the Reds broadcast on our AM station, 1440 on your AM dial. We'll be going to the Colts broadcast on the FM side at 100.9 as soon as we wrap it up here. Real quickly, the statistics for tonight. For Fort Recovery, Kendra Seifering again led the way with 9 kills, 2 blocks, and 4 service points. It was Kirsten Judy with 14 service points tonight. Also had 2 kills and 1 block. So Kirsten definitely led the team with service points. Maddie Grover ended up with 6 service points and 1 kill. Faith Colleague had 2 service points. By the way, Maddie had 1 ace serve in those service points. It was Kyle Wendell with an ace serve. Morgan Leonard had a kill. Kendra Seifering again with 9 kills, 2 blocks. Cassidy Martin had 6 kills. Devin Post with 7 kills. Carly Stone had 7 service points and 2 kills. Among those service points, there were 4 aces for Carly Stone. Leading the way for Rushi, 7 kills for Rachel Hewing. And she stood out among the rest of them. 2 kills for Christina Garkey, 2 kills for Samantha Garkey, 2 kills for Cameo Wilson, 2 kills for Claudia Counts, and that's pretty much the statistics for Rushi. Rushi drops to 5-6 with the loss. Fort Recovery improves to 8-5. Again, Fort Recovery wins 25-23, 25-12, and 25-13. In the junior varsity play, Fort Recovery also won there, winning 25-21 and 25-11 as Fort Recovery's junior varsity team improves. Actually, let me correct that. I had the wrong scores there. The junior varsity scored 25-20 and 25-16. So Fort Recovery's JV team now is 8-3 on the year. Again, the varsity now at 8-5. That's going to wrap it up from the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. Thanks to our studio producers, again, Eric Catterly in Portland and Chuck Rohr on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Fort Recovery wins JV and varsity tonight against the Rushi Lady Raiders. For our fine sponsors, I'm Rob Weaver saying, have a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the sports-minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you want local sports coverage, you'll find it right here on WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
This is Brent Niekamp, head coach of your Fort Recovery Indians. Don't miss a down this season in person or on the home of the Indians, Fort Recovery Radio.